Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Persibali. And today's episode was inspired by only, you know, one of the greatest songs ever written to ever exist, The Climb. Yes, The Climb by Miley Cyrus. It ain't about how fast I get there. It ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the motherfucking climb. We are gonna talk about that today. The entire song in itself is about alignment and meaning over outcome. Alignment of, you know, your purpose, your life, your ultimate true destination, and the meaning of the journey, the meaning of the climb over the outcome. Okay, so it's a story about how direction is more important than speed. Your speed in which you do something, the speed in which something is done, is not what's important in your journey, ever. Your direction is what's important. Like she says in the movie, the Hannah Montana movie, life's a climb, but the view is great. The view is what it's all about. Taking that journey, like, you're gonna go through highs, you're gonna go through lows, but enjoy the process, enjoy the journey. And there is a specific reason why it's been on my mind. I didn't just happen to watch the Hannah Montana movie, which I do indulge in regularly, but the reason why, it's like one thing led to another. The reason why this whole like concept came to my mind is because I recently put out a Flashback Friday episode. The title is There's No Reward for Being Low Maintenance. It is such a good episode. I highly suggest giving it a listen. I think every single woman and girl on the planet needs to hear this episode. I just find it to be a very, very, very important topic. And so I recently put that episode out for Flashback Friday, and I had a listener reach out and, you know, just saying how it was such good timing. And she was essentially asking me for advice. I'm sorry if you're watching and you're seeing what I'm doing. There's like a hair on my face trying to find it. She was essentially asking me for advice on her situation of like being high maintenance, the relationship issues, the whole thing. And I think the overall question was like, am I asking for too much? Am I doing the right thing? Her story was like, I used to date guys who were the provider type guy. Like, I've never been in a relationship where I had to pay for anything. However, it was always a toxic relationship. So when those ended, you know, I changed things up as I got older. And I finally met a nice guy who I'm with now, who's just ultimately the complete opposite when it comes to providing. He's a great guy, but we are totally in a 50-50 relationship, which not only am I not used to, but I have certainly come to find out that like I don't enjoy. I don't feel fulfilled. It's just like an unsatisfying feeling of being in this type of relationship. But the kicker is, I'm older now. And leaving the relationship therefore means being single and starting over as I'm well into my 30s. And I want to have kids and I want to be settled down. So prolonging that process just seems like a bad idea. Like, I might not be happy, but this guy will give me what I want and I could have it now because this guy loves me. Even though I know I'm not entirely happy and I know I'll never really be. So my advice to her was simply this. Let's say she's 35. Be 35 and unfulfilled and happy, or be 35 and know that you're going after what you actually want in life and you're not going to settle for anything less than what you enjoy. You know, like, you could be 35 and miserable, or 35 and know that you're on your way to happiness and you're on that path. Let's say you settle down. Let's say you have the kids, you do everything, you get married with this guy just to pretty much check the box, get it out of the way. And then you decide in a few years, like, I can't take it. Like, I just can't be with him. Like, I deserve to be with my person. I deserve to be in love. I deserve to be happy, you know, romantically. And I can't be with him anymore. So then you separate then, or you get divorced then. Now the situation is essentially that you're living your nightmare, that like you had this nightmare a few years prior, you know, and now you're 40 and single and starting over, which was the worst thing that could ever happen to you a few years prior at, again, say 35. Or, you know, the alternative option is to be real with yourself now at 35, making this up, and be single and starting over and avoiding years of happiness. So be 40, single and starting over, going through divorce and now the whole situation with kids involved and the whole thing, which to me is a much heavier load. Or be without children, without paperwork, without marriage, without divorce, without all that headache, and be single and starting over, which I think is a much easier process before shit gets real and legally bound. And now you know that you're avoiding years and years to come in your future of unhappiness and unfulfillment, of forcing yourself to be with someone for the sake of making it to the finish line faster. So look at the perspective like that. What difference does it make? You're going to have to be honest with yourself and with your relationship at some point. It's now or later. You can't stay trapped forever. So get it over with now, the easier route, or deal with it later, the harder route. Why make yourself suffer because you're more concerned about your speed in life? Getting married just to check a box. Having kids just to check a box. Getting it all done with the wrong person just to do it in a timely fashion, which is ultimately society's version of a timely fashion, because who really actually made that up, you know? There is an obsession with the finish line, whether it's with relationships, kids, career, money, milestones. It's like we feel as if everyone else is ahead of us, so we have to speed up to catch up to them at the finish line. But what if the goal isn't about getting there the fastest? It's just about getting there properly. It's getting there right. The goal isn't to get to the finish line quickly. The goal is to get to the finish line properly. Because let's face it, speed is irrelevant if you're heading somewhere that isn't meant for you. Fast progress in the wrong direction equals delayed fulfillment, and slow progress in the right direction equals true alignment in your life. So you can rush all you want into the wrong relationship, the wrong career path, the wrong version of yourself, and you'll technically arrive there, but you'll still feel completely lost. You can make it to the finish line, but you'll still feel as if you lost the race. It's a crazy thing to think about, but it's the truth. How many people say, like, but I did get married, or I did, you know, do XYZ, and like, I still felt that way. So sure, you can complete the race. You could get to the finish line, but you'll still feel as if you lost it anyway. Like Miley said, it ain't about how fast I get there. And what did she follow that line up with? What did she say after that? She said, it also ain't about what's waiting on the other side either. Because this obsession with an expected outcome is what's creating your anxiety. That's why they say, it ain't about what's waiting on the other side. Don't focus on what's waiting on the other side. Don't think that the grass is greener. Don't think that this exact thing will happen. We expect a very specific outcome, which makes us really anxious along the way, because we think that this specific outcome is what will fix everything. You think the destination will fix everything. You think completing the mission of getting married and having kids will fix everything. Once I have this, then I'll be happy. Once I do that, then I'll be satisfied. Once I get this, then I'm good. I'm done. Then I'm complete. But that could not be further from the truth. real growth and real change actually happens on the way there. It happens as you're developing, as you're learning, and as you're progressing. So if you only live for the milestones, you're going to miss the transition entirely. If you're only living for the big moments, the big milestones, then you're missing the stepping stones. It's like reading the last chapter in a book. There's 30 chapters, you read chapter 30, and you have no idea what just happened, you know, between chapters 1 to 29. So that transition that you're missing is ultimately the version of you that you became, the version of you that you became, yeah, as a result. That's the real reward. I felt like I was fumbling over my words there. The transition, which is ultimately the version of you that you become as a result, is the real, true reward. That is the climb. The climb is the progress, the becoming, the redirection, all of it. Even the shitty parts, the hard parts, even the delays, the detours, the slow seasons, the times where you feel like you're a one-man show, you're all by yourself. That's all part of the alignment. Those seasons and those parts of life are not here for punishment. They're not here to punish you. They're not here to prove that you're not good enough or you're not worthy enough. That's not the point. What feels like taking longer might actually be your true chance at gaining clarity. The most clear vision you might ever get will come from taking that longer path, okay? So this is your chance at gaining true clarity. This might also be your chance at protection from going down the wrong path. And this is certainly your opportunity to build true resilience and strength. I know that I built the most strength I've ever built in my life while going through my hardest seasons. There's like that saying that's like, you know, you asked God for strength, but then you didn't want to deal with the challenges. You didn't want to overcome hardship. How would you ever be strong if you had nothing to be strong through? If you had nothing to get over, how would you ever build resilience if you didn't go through an experience to bounce back from? You don't sail smoothly through life and then just be strong and be resilient. You've had no reason to be. You've had literally nothing that would have molded that, that would have built that. So the hardships aren't punishment. It's just the way of life. It's all part of the alignment.
Starting something new isn't just hard. It can be terrifying. So much work goes into this thing that you're not entirely sure will work out. And it could be scary to make that leap of faith. Trust me, I know. When I started this podcast, I wasn't even sure what I was doing. What if no one listens? What if I do something wrong? What if no one buys my products? All the questions that we're all asking. Now, I know that I was right in believing in myself and launching this podcast despite all the fears and hesitations. It also helps when you have a partner like Shopify on your side to help. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the US, from household names like Skims and Rode to brands just getting started. You'll be asking yourself questions like, but what if people haven't heard about my brand? Well, Shopify helps you find your customers with easy-to-run email and social media campaigns. And questions like, what if I get stuck? Not to worry, Shopify is always around to share advice with their award-winning 24/7 customer support. So it's time to turn those what-ifs into with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/forthegirls. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls. That's shopify.com/forthegirls. My bookworm girls are going to love this, especially if you're anything like me and you love when your reads get under your skin and you have no idea what's coming next and the suspense won't let you put the book down. That is definitely The Wedding Vow by Dandy Smith, and you need to get your hands on it immediately. It's a domestic suspense thriller where nothing is quite as it seems. It has everything you want in a suspense novel: secrets, lies, emotional damage, and the deeply unsettling feeling that somebody absolutely should not be trusted, and of course, an affair. This book is pretty much one that takes the whole shiny, romantic, my husband is my rock idea and just casually sets it on fire, because beneath all the picture-perfect appearances, The Wedding Vow is packed with tension, deception, and the kind of twists that make you stop and go, oh wow, so everyone here is making terrible choices, which for me is, of course, ideal reading. Imagine realizing you don't know your husband at all, and the truth and shocking secrets are a lot more dangerous than you'd ever imagine. This book is full of that addictive thriller energy where you think you know what's going on, and then the author basically leans in and says, you really thought, huh? So if you like books by Geneva Rose or even Freida McFadden that keep you on the edge of your seat, then you are going to love this one. The Wedding Vow by Dandy Smith is available now wherever books are sold, so go grab your copy today. So now let's switch the mindset. The old mindset is focused on getting there faster, feeling behind, and questioning why everything's happening for everyone else before you. And then the new mindset is about focusing on making sure you're headed where you truly want to go, and checking yourself to pay attention to how you genuinely feel. Do I feel aligned, or am I just rushing? And questioning yourself, would I rather arrive there quickly or correctly if I had to choose one or the other? So think of it like driving. This is an analogy that I came up with when I was like gathering my thoughts together for the episode. You have a speedometer, you know, like you have a miles per hour range from 0 to whatever it is, let's say 100. Okay, you can drive 100 miles per hour, sure, go for it. You'll get a ticket, but okay, that's not the point. Not the point at all. You can drive 100 miles per hour, but if you're going the wrong way, the only thing you're doing is getting lost faster. And it's still going to double the amount of time that it would take to get you to where you want to be, because now you just drove 50 miles in the wrong direction. So does it really matter how fast you were driving? Does it really matter that you were driving 100 miles per hour when you just drove 50 miles in the opposite direction? Your GPS isn't working. You don't have great map skills. You missed an exit because you're trying to avoid the traffic. You're trying to avoid the hardship. You're trying to avoid an accident, whatever the situation is. So now what? If you would have been paying better attention, if you would have been focused, if you would have been conscious of where you were going and what you were doing and the turns you were taking, maybe you would have been driving 35 miles per hour, but you would have got to where you needed to be. So don't rush. Don't rush into relationships to avoid being alone or just to say you got married sooner rather than later. Don't settle in life because you feel behind. Don't climb super fast to get to a place you don't even actually enjoy. Don't chase titles over fulfillment. And don't think that anything happens in an instant. Instant healing, instant confidence, instant clarity, instant success. No, that's not reality. And that shouldn't even be the goal. Because why do you need anything in an instant? Fast is truly not the goal. And it's not even impressive if it's misaligned. You know how many people did get married fast or did do certain things fast that are so unhappy? Not saying that's the case for everyone. I hate when people are like, oh, social media is fake. It's just a highlight reel. It's all fake. No, it's not all fake. Some people, it did work out like that for. But
so many people, it did not. So many people did get whatever they wanted quickly and fast, but they're unhappy. So why would that speed be impressive at that point? It's not. Fast is not impressive if it's misaligned. Alignment should always be the priority, okay? So no, you don't need to catch up. What you need is to tune in. Tune into the reality. Tune into yourself, your true goals, your true desires, your true feelings, your true needs, your true mindset. Once you tune all the way in, your moment will reveal itself. I promise you are never going to miss your moment. You're never going to miss your husband. You're never going to miss that opportunity. You're never going to miss your breakthrough. You will know when it's here. So if you don't know, that just means it's not here yet. That's it. So that's why The Climb, the song, resonates so deeply, because it's about giving yourself permission to stop rushing and to start trusting and to enjoy the journey, enjoy the process. And I know so many of you girls can relate to that initial story that I started with at the beginning of the episode, with the girl who's like, now I'm with a nice guy and I could get everything I want today. But what do? Like, I just feel old. Well, like, you're going to be older anyway. Like, we're going to be in our late 30s. We're going to be in our 40s anyway. So would you rather be in your late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, happy or unhappy? It's that simple. Would you rather be there knowing that you got what you wanted or knowing that you settled for what you just could get at the moment? I would always choose deep satisfaction and fulfillment over anything else in life. Truthfully, I mean, what difference does it make if you start over today or you start over in a couple of years? You're still going to have to start over, because no one could live their life being miserable. You can't live your life just like hating your life, hating your partner. Like, it's just not an option. So I hope that people will deeply consider that before settling, and especially before legally binding themselves to somebody. It's not even about money. Like, I know that the premise of her message was like 50-50 is not my vibe, you know, whatever. It's not even about that. It could be about anything. It could be about anything that makes you feel like it's not the right dynamic for you. Whatever it is, if that's the feeling you have in your gut, in your core, you have to listen to it. You have to trust that feeling, because it's there for a reason. Why play pretend? There's simply no point. Why ignore it? There's simply no point. Don't ignore your true calling. Don't ignore those honest feelings that are like screaming out to you. Because now you got to a destination you don't even want to be at. And that is a very unhappy place to be. And for any girl who needs advice from me, you can email me directly. My email is victoria.forthegirlspodcast@gmail.com. Make the subject line, Dear Victoria, and tell me your situation. Let me know what I could give you advice on, whether it has to do with your personal mindset, your relationship, your friendships, your in-laws, anything that you have going on. I actually got a few messages about in-law situations recently. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm married now, people ask me about that. But ask me about your situations that I can help you on. Again, the email is victoria.forthegirlspodcast@gmail.com. Subject line, Dear Victoria. And ask away. And that is all that we have for today. So thank you, girls, so much for listening. Until next time, girls.